There has been angst in our state over losing, we'll put quotes around that, Ford, Battery, Blue Oval City in Tennessee, another plant in Kentucky, while at the same time GM takes and ramps up and adds to and expands what they're doing in our state. Let's talk about all the above with Glenn Stevens. He is the executive director of Mish Auto with the Detroit Chamber of Commerce. He's on the road. We always find him on the road somewhere. I think in Tennessee, and he's on the other end of our line. Glenn, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning, Dave. I just flew back last night, so I'm back in Detroit, but got in late last night from Nashville.
All right. Well, you were at a conference that was dealing with what, electrification? I'm guessing some of the Ford stuff was on the docket there too, or no?
Oh yes. I spoke at the International Economic Developers Council on electrification and the auto industry, which was quite ironic to be in Tennessee. And yes, it was on the docket because to lead off the conference, former Governor Haslam, Governor Lee, the current governor, and the president of the University of Tennessee, Randy Boyd, kicked off the conference, and about 30% of their discussion was about the Ford project.
Glenn, let's talk about the electrification elephant in the room with Michigan. People wondering, why didn't we get that in our state? And the governor, at a unrelated event, said, look, we really weren't given the opportunity to compete. Is that accurate? Did Michigan not have an opportunity, or did Michigan elect not to compete for what Ford wanted to do?
Well, I you know me, I'm kind of an analogy story person, and I was thinking about the situation. And growing up in Marquette, I remember one time when my friend Kenny Urkula showed up for a hockey game, and he didn't have his stick with him. And he said, Coach, I don't have my stick today. And the coach looked at him and he said, well, Kenny, it's going to be kind of hard to play today, isn't it? You know, it's one of the things you visually remember. And that's really what we've got here with this particular situation. And the site that Ford picked had 4,100 acres, our closest site, which is not even near in comparison for a variety of reasons, had 1,600 acres in Marshall, and Ford needed 3,600 acres. So we couldn't play with this particular opportunity, and that's really the key here. The issue of who knew and who what, and you know, the timing, who knows, and it really doesn't matter at this point. It's really what we got to do moving forward.
And so there was some movement forward, but not by Ford. The announcement yesterday by General Motors, as you understand it, is it an expansion of something they already have? Is it something brand new? I mean, it looks like this is, you know, again, trying to get a facility where you can take care of all your needs in one place, and this is another piece of that puzzle. Or am I reading it wrong?
Yeah, no, the announcement of the Wallace Center and at the Warren Tech Center at General Motors is very significant, just like Ford's announcement to put a battery research center in Metro Detroit not too long ago. Those are significant announcements because the concentration of R&D that we have here is unparalleled in the world. But the question is, you know, moving forward, how do we make sure we are able to retain and attract R&D jobs as well as advanced manufacturing jobs? And you got to have the right tools in the toolkit to do that. And you got to be responsive to the customer needs. And in the case of Ford, they had speed. They had an existing speed that they needed to move on, and they had an existing facility that had been invested in for a really long time there in Memphis.
You know, left out of the chat on this recently, maybe they're happy about that, maybe they're not, is Chrysler. Is anything big going on with them right now? I could say under Stellantis, but I mean, we still think of Chrysler as the manufacturing mark. What's going on with them? Are they keeping up? Are they edging around, or are they looking to make inroads where they can?
Well, I think I talked about this with some of our economic developers. I had lunch with Maureen Krause from the Detroit Regional Partnership and Justin Horvath from Shiawassee County yesterday in Nashville. And we talked about this very issue. And the different OEMs have different philosophies with regards to what they're going to do with their propulsion systems. Mm-hmm. And as you know, there are 11 assembly plants in Michigan, soon to be 12 when Factory Zero comes back online. The question is, what will be built in those facilities? What will the electrification be? And, you know, how do we play in the supply chain there? And Stellantis, Ford, GM, Toyota with their R&D here, Nissan, they all have different philosophies. We have to understand that, but we really have to be communicating with them.
Are we? I mean, do it, and is the state doing, in your mind, everything it can right now to keep, you know, doors open? And so, I mean, I opened with that bit, you know, again, showing what kind of a tightrope the governor's got to walk with Line 5 with people who are very much on the environmental side, but also jobs. And that's not always an easy walk to do. And a day like yesterday would have been kind of a case in point. Are we doing enough now with the auto sector, with, I guess, the mobility sector in Michigan from a governmental standpoint to smooth, keep things rolling, not to over-regulate, over from the top? Oversight is good, but not over, not going overboard. Are we doing the right things in those areas now, Glenn?
Well, that's a big question, Dave, but I guess what I would say is, look, Quentin Messer is the CEO of the MEDC now, and he is he's a solid person, but he's also a very experienced economic developer, and he's really set the tone here in a very short time for where we need to go, and he's rallying the troops around this situation. This is just another watershed moment for us. You know, Amazon was one. Rivian moving their headquarters. There's still a lot of employees here. Those are things. So the issue is, what do we not do to respond, but what do we do to plan proactively with regards to where Michigan needs to be? And I would say that we have a lot of work to do, but I do believe that we're all pulling in the right direction.
And, you know, even stuff that runs under the radar, I'll mention here, too. I mean, for example, what I think Nissan Safety Lab, right? I think in for general headline, that's coming to Michigan. That'll be ramped up. I think that's 40. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I mean, you know me, that there aren't many people who believe in the auto and mobility industry and will tout the assets that we have here because they're very, I said it before, unparalleled. But the question is, again, is what do we do to put in place for making sure we have the opportunity to win in advance? There will be more battery plants. I mean, the Ford announcement just for Ford alone is a fraction of what they're going to need in the short term. So there will be more battery plants. Will we be ready? But, you know, when a company needs to make a move of a substantial size, I'll tell you what the most interesting announcement that I found out about in Nashville. Oracle is moving 8,500 new jobs into a 65-acre campus on the riverfront in downtown Nashville. The average pay of those jobs is $110,000. Okay? Think about those jobs as well as what they just announced with Ford and in the Memphis site. So I think that we really need to keep our sights on what's available, not just for advanced manufacturing, but for this knowledge economy. And that's really what's going to be Michigan's future.
Well, and I hope, too, that the two things can be combined, like what you just said with Oracle. They don't need a big footprint. Maybe companies would look at our 1,600 acres and say, well, that's all you can do in Marshall. And we say, but you know what we can do with that, by where these freeways meet, by where the rail lines are, by the way we've built out, is you can maximize, better to maximize your 1,600 acres into something great. It might be better on the smaller footprint, and we can show you how to do that, than what you're thinking on something bigger. That's always possible, too, isn't it?
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, and I think it's very easy to take a lot of shots and to say, well, what we should have, could have, would have on a job like this. But I think we need to look at what we want to be. Do we want to be Tennessee, which, by the way, I've been going there for many, many years, and they have been in it for the long haul, and they've been very committed to it. But I'm going to flip it a little bit. Let's look at a state like Minnesota. Okay, that is the number two overall economic rated state in the USA today. Their education system is ranked number 17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is a wonderful place to live, work, and play with corporate headquarters. And that's really what's the key, is you take a city like Detroit or a city like Grand Rapids or a city like Marquette, for that matter, and you say, what are we going to do to attract and retain the talent needed for where the economies are going? And I think that's really, really important. And that means base level education. It means business climate. And it means collaboration. And the governor in Tennessee has called a special session. And they are going to create an authority just to manage the Memphis site for Ford. And October 18th, the legislators are going to come together, and literally are going to come together physically and literally, and they're going to put something in place that's going to be collaborative and it's going to move this thing forward for the state of Tennessee. That's what we need to have more of here in Michigan.
Glenn Stevens is the executive director of Mich Auto, an arm of the Detroit Chamber. He mentions Marquette, which is one of the great cities in our state. And you know what? An ideal for if you're a company that wants to locate and maybe be a thought leader, you're going to have, you're talking about the Oracle there, and have that be your headquarters with easy access in and out of that airport, the former Sawyer, with a great location on the lake, the ore docks, the downtown, the university. It's perfect for somebody with a vision. I'm going to leave it out there. And I'll tell you what my coach told me in hockey when I said, I think I can do better than this guy, meaning our goalie. He goes, well, you're goalie next game. And we were down 8-0 after two periods. So I know what it's like when Timmy shows up without the stick. Sometimes you do have the stick and you – oh, one game.
I played goalie once, Dave.
One. Same. One.
In a game. I
learned my lesson.
And I never wanted to do it again.
Our guy Roger, the real goalie, I said, I have newfound respect for you. Newfound respect. Okay.
Right.
I appreciate you coming on, Glenn. Take care. Stay safe, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Glenn Stevens. We'll be back in a moment, and we're going to visit about Build Back Better and human infrastructure. There's a new term, relatively, with Gilda Jacobs from the Michigan League for Public Policy. Don't go away. 1320 WILS.